I might be coming down with something. So like, I'm going to be like jumping off to like cough and shit, but
no.
We're just going to go.
That's not okay. See, we are podcast excellence.
Yes.
And that means that all of the chewing, slurping and coughing are all going to come through in beautiful Dolby surround sound.
Well, I'm not muting myself. Like I have.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
No.
Cool. I gotcha. No. Right. Yeah. Radio laugh protocol. It's a lot of like, and then yeah. I said, so it's fine. Yeah.
This has nothing to do with the podcast, but, did when you were growing up, did you have like a share group or like a share, like friends that you would share toys with or just bring them random stuff? And
I mean, I had friends that lived up the street from me that I was incredibly close with. And then anytime I had something cool, I had a best friend who would definitely enjoy these things with me. We kind of trade things off or whatever it is. So I get the concept of this, but it was usually more of like I would ask for PlayStation, he would ask for N64, so that we both got to play PlayStation and N64.
Yeah.
Because we knew we couldn't sell one parent on buying two systems.
So that's when you're older, right? You like high school or middle school age or whatever.
Yeah.
Hazel, either there's like an underground like swap gang going on that there's like an underground economy at Hazel's kindergarten that I don't know about, but like she'll come home with like just random shit, like little tchotchkes from friends, and she'll be bringing stuff to friends, and like she has a couple of new things on her backpack that weren't there like earlier this year, and we didn't buy them. So like I don't know if that's a thing now, but like there must be like a share group.
She's shaking people down, Jay. Is your daughter shaking people down? What's happening right now?
That's my question. Like, I want to know if there's like a secret gang that Hazel's running somehow.
Is your daughter just like, yo, you remember them goldfish I lent you last week? I'm gonna need them back.
Yeah, and it's like,
and the Vig's gonna be that Hello Kitty keychain. I'm gonna need that too.
I don't know. I don't know
what else to. Yeah, I weirdly like and dislike the idea of your daughter essentially like locking it down among the friends. Just be like, who runs this bitch? Hazel runs this bitch. What?
and she brings stuff too, but I feel like I don't know.
You think she's getting a better end of this deal? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like
she's running one of her friends down.
Yeah, I feel like she's doing better than her friends are. But maybe there's like toys that have gone missing that I don't know, or maybe like, I don't know.
Yeah, the only way you'd really find out is an inventory. And I don't know if you can even remember all of the toys that you buy.
No, I can't.
Right. Yeah, this is the problem.
I don't know. I just thought it was weird. And I didn't know if there was like a thing in kindergartens that like you have a circle of friends that you share shit with, and it's because I didn't. Sure. But I don't know.
I don't. You're asking me to remember kindergarten?
I don't know,
sir. No. There are things that happened that like I'm blocking out everything from like pre-12 is just kind of a blur. Like I've seen photos, I know I did things at some point.
I was there, kind of.
Don't remember shit. Apparently, I had a jean jacket that was a thing. Oh. I don't know. Yeah. Oh. And I seem to have vague recollection of eating crabs while also having a rat tail. So I'm not really sure about this, but
as amazing.
I am a man with a man bun, I feel like I've come like full circle. It's just, I have the adult version of the rat tail, so it's fine.
That's awesome.
It's yeah.
That's really great. All right. right, Brandon. Yeah. We need the proper start to the show.
Oh shit.
That's all we get is like, oh shit. All right, that's fine.
Hang on.
Oh. Remix.
Ah shit! There it is!
Yay!
There it is!
Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, welcome to the Fucking Do It podcast, part of the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. That's NOC as a Nerds of Color. We're still here. Again. It's awesome. You'll see the banner popping up and down. It'll be on the entire show if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook or wherever I end up posting it. So if any of you sponsors out there would like to get some of this sweet, sweet action, contact us.
Hey there, MeUndies. It's your close personal friend again, Brandon Chalmers here from the Fucking Do It cast, you know, part of the Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. You know, when I think of cradling, just gently cupping a fine, fine bit of meat, I think not about a bread bowl, not about a crusty baguette. Not about a loving wicker bowl, not a cutting board to display the charcuterie. No. I think of your friend and mine, you, MeUndies.com. Oh. Use offer code NOC in the top of the corner to get fucking nothing, at least for right now. You can shoot them an email, though, and maybe, just maybe, you can make us a sponsor to cradle your meat.
That'd be funny as shit. I got to talk to Keith and see if there actually are sponsorships.
I have no idea.
We might be missing out on a gold mine. Like, NOC might be like sponsored by, like, I don't know, Volvo or some shit, and we don't know about it.
Dude, you know, here's the problem, though, is I feel like I would enjoy way too much doing like the bumpers for that stuff, and I would absolutely get us to lose our sponsorship just by going a little too hard with some of these.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, so can you get Brandon to record some bumpers? Like, yeah, I got a 2.5 hour master mix. Just pick the ones that aren't fucking terrible. Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be fucking awesome.
Don't think I can't go for 2.5 recorded hours on fucking MeUndies.com. I absolutely could.
What are we doing? I got you, fam.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I love to travel the world, but when I travel the world, I look in search, not of bread, not of cake, not of muffins or croissants or you know, cookies or anything. No. I search for a cake that is more than a cake, a cake that brings life from a skillet. I look for a pancake. And when I travel the world for pancakes, I realize I don't have to travel the world because the greatest pancakes, they've searched for them and they bring them to the UN of your taste buds. That's right. The International House of Pancakes brings it to you. Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity, every day at your local IHOP, where the coffee is hot, it's probably a little burnt, and there's way too much syrup, but god damn it, you can get a tasty meal at any time of the day.
Fuck it, we're
anytime.
Going.
I'm looking at you,
we're
McDonald's.
Going. We're going right now. We're going.
I'm looking at you, Rofo. I show up 3 o'clock in the morning trying to get some delicious fried chicken. No. No. And I'm not going to go to Waffle House like some fucking hobo. I'm not going to do it. I'm worth the extra dollar to get myself some IHOP.
Yeah, I think you are. You are to me, Brandon.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Be worth it to you. Go to IHOP. IHOP. For some reason, write offer code NOC in the top right corner of your check. Nothing will happen once again, but boy, howdy, are they going to be confused.
Man, one of my dreams when I was in college and I had inklings of like doing the music thing, I wanted to get like a signature PRS, and I didn't want like an expensive one. I just wanted like the shitty beater, like the starter PRS. Like they have a student line. I wanted whatever was below that and like have my name
factory
on it.
Offcuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Not not for the prestige, but so that like everyone would be playing it, because it would be the one PRS that you could afford. This like piece of sheet beater that's like hobbled together from the trash in the trash compactor, and you stick that together, and that's your guitar.
Yeah. The Jamie Noguchi hot glue edition, where it's just all of the offcuts just quick, haphazardly hot glued together, routed just enough to inlay the pickups.
Yeah.
And we just stapled the wires to the side of the guitar.
And that way you could customize it yourself. You could put your own paint job on it.
Yeah, make it'd be it perfect. Look pretty. Yeah. I think honestly, so long as you still get the same neck, And that tasty fucking fretboard, I think everything else is relative.
Yeah, because like, you're not gonna customize your custom 24.
No.
So like, you know, I would want something that you could customize. So it'd be like the shitty version. It'd be great.
As someone who actually has a Jamie Noguchi custom guitar in this frame, I can speak to Jamie Noguchi's custom quality. Like genuinely, it is A-okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to, well, I don't need any plans when I'm done with this book, because I always have 50 other projects going on. Like,
you right.
Know, yeah. But like customizing instruments is something that I really enjoy doing.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a trombone.
Ooh.
I'm the only kidding, but I kind of want you to customize a trombone for me.
Nice. I'd do it.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go ska, or I want to try and somehow work as hard as humanly possible to become part of the Legendary Roots crew. Like, I'm not sure how I pull that off.
But yeah, I would do it in like candy colors. I would put a Foos fade on that bullshit. Like I would do it up like a hot rod, like a proper hot rod.
I was gonna say, yeah, for the like one person who knows what the fuck a Foos fade is, other than me who listens to this. Oh, god damn it.
I would do that shit. Candy coated, like, man.
Yeah.
Get that gold undercoat with that hot rod red and shit.
See, I don't know if I'd go hot rod red. I think I'd want to do something a little more on brand for me. I think like a slow fade into a super bright turquoise.
Ooh, I like it.
I mean, and I don't know if it would want to look like it starts turquoise and then fades back to like a silver sort of thing, or if I want to go the opposite way and kind of have it look almost weathered and battle scarred a bit.
That would be excellent. Yeah. Just send me a trombone. I'll hook it up.
A trombone, an airbrush, and just a pot of paint, and just let Jamie work.
I got an airbrush. I don't have any ventilation downstairs, but it don't matter. I'm going to die early anyway, so fuck it.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
I'm really thinking of projects.
Yeah. I mean, I already have a mask that I want to customize. Miss Monster. She's a pretty famous artist, so people have heard of her, but like she does these really intricate masks.
I've seen you repost a lot of these and retweet a lot of these.
One of hers showed up in Watchmen, like the first episode.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah, like so one of the people wore her mask, and I was like, holy shit, that's Miss Monster. And so I got one of those that I need to customize. And then like when I'm done, I'm just drawing Baby Yoda fan art and Supercore fan art, because it'll be late because the crossover will already happen and Supergirl the season will be over, and you know Mandalorian season one will be over, and no one will understand my fucking Lone Wolf and Cub references, but I don't care. It's just going to be flooded. I'm just going to do minis of this shit. Like,
no, I think you're going to be fine. Like the Supergirl thing is an audience I can't relate to, but if I know anything about Star Wars nerds, they cannot let shit go and will absolutely fuck an adorable character into the ground. So you got a long, like, I think after the show, you have a solid 6 month shelf life. Of like just fucking banging these out.
Yeah.
And there's bound to be a second wave.
Yeah. They already got a season two coming. So
that's what I'm saying. Right. So like by the time you start to settle down, you're going to be right on the crest of when they start doing promo for the next season. Mm-hmm. And unless God forbid they kill that kid.
Oh,
I know. I know. And the only thing that I think saves it is Jon Favreau.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot imagine Rudy's best friend, Tony Stark's best friend, The real life me, the fat best friend of the interesting one, he's killing gonna... baby Yoda is really, yeah, yeah. Welcome to my life. There are usually smaller and more interesting people. And then there's the good guy who's standing near him, who he's attached to, is really where we're at.
So you're, like, so you're saying he's going to take care of the beautiful babies, the beautiful little baby?
Look, yes, yeah, because think about this. Like, Rudy's best friend ain't gonna do it. Happy ain't gonna do that. Like, yeah. And this trend goes along. It's not Favreau's fault. It started with fucking Chewbacca. Because Chewie's big and he's fuzzy and he hung out with the more dynamic, really entertaining one. And that's he had true. Some great one-liners.
Right.
And like, and I know some of you are like, oh yeah, Silent Bob. One, fuck you for the relation. And two, he's not that good. I'm sorry, Kevin Smith's not that good. He was great when I was 14. He's just not that good anymore. I'm sorry that it's going to bother you. And I know I'm like treading on some tough shit right now, but like, let's focus back to Baby Yoda, back to Jon Favreau. Yeah. So bring cute. It down. Bring it down. Just, so cute. Just bring it down. Yeah. He's goddamn adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Brandon, it's been a while. We're going to go over our Thanksgivings, but
yeah,
first.
Yeah.
What have you been geeking on?
So I have been geeking on something that I do every year. Now, I'm not a religious man. A lot of people know this. I've never been shy about it. I fucking love decorating for Christmas. I mean, love decorating for Christmas.
Oh.
The festival of lights thing, the cover everything in fucking garland and the whole night. Now, I am weird this way. I am very classy with my outdoor decorations. I had the rain happen on Sunday. I wasn't able to decorate then. Yesterday, working on projects with my better half is doing an art market. So we're doing a bunch of painting and stuff like that for that. So it was like, okay, lights got to wait. I think tomorrow after I get home from work, I'm going to start hanging Christmas lights outside. Nice. I have 5,000 white lights to go out front of my house. God. I have already decorated the interior of my home. Trees up, filled with your personal favorite of mine, Kelsey Wales ornaments, just a fucking ton of them.
Oh, those are so great. Yes,
they're so good. So filled the tree with those, got the tree up, got all of my random like accoutrement. I got an old Oriole snow globe, and I got some like really cool, if you're into it at all, there's a guy named Jim Shore. I don't even know if he's still alive anymore. He did very stylized art of popular Christmas stuff. Usually he did a series of Santa Clauses, and he did a series of wooden toys that were done from the old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer stop motion animation thing.
Yeah.
With the really racist Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, okay. Let's be clear. The snowman narrated by Burl Ives, Holly Jolly Christmas guy. Awesome. Hermes, pretty okay. That really dick-ass elf, I find really amusing.
Yeah.
You got Cornelius? How you doing? But my favorite is the fucking Yeti Bumbles. He's my favorite.
He's so good.
He looks so ridiculous. He's adorable. I love him. So I have a couple of Jim Shore models that I set up next to the TV on one side, my Oriole snow globe on the other. I got some like little tiny Norwegian looking elf looking dudes with like no faces. They're just beards and noses and big pointy hats. Like they're great. So they flank the snow globe and
that's awesome.
Lights everywhere.
Lights
I've got
Kimbo.
Lights fucking everywhere. It's great.
Do you have any photos of your setup?
I'm going to finish decorating everything. We wanted to get everything done for their art market. Then I'm going to kill the lights and just take a ton of photos with all the Christmas lights up of all the decorating. I want to get everything done. I'm going to play with the fisheye. I'm going to take a ton of photos and everything else like that.
The fisheye will be great with that.
Yeah. So I go hard with it too. Like I've got a cookie jar, like one of the clear ones, like you'd see in like an old, candy shop sort of thing with like the metal, like ring tops or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Empty one of those, fill it with fucking Christmas lights, leave it on the counter, leave the lights off in the kitchen and just leave that one light on and let the colored light just pour all over the kitchen.
That sounds awesome.
A night light sort of thing. Yeah. Like I love that shit. I am all about it. I have the gaudiest fucking wreath on the door. I backlight the door frame. It's a whole fucking thing.
So
I go hard for Christmas.
How long do you keep your shit up? Do you leave it up till New Year's or do you leave it up till like next Halloween?
Usually I take it down week after New Year's.
Okay.
Depending on how New Year's falls, that weekend is usually like the, okay, let's wind it down. So I don't put it up before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Usually I try and do it that weekend after Thanksgiving. It's usually a long one. Usually by Saturday, Sunday, I'm done with family things. I can be like, okay, cool. Time to pull everything out and decorate everything.
Nice.
And I don't feel weird putting up the decorations because I haven't started a holiday early or anything else like that. I can start playing Christmas music. I usually play it that one weekend and then I let it sit for about a week and a half out. Fun. And then I've got a big master mega playlist, Christmas music, old school shit. And I fucking love all of it.
That's really cool.
It's a lot of fun. Like, I like the idea of Christmas for me is just the togetherness of friends and family.
Yeah.
So if I throw all of the other stuff out of it and I just enjoy the Yule portion of Christmas, it's perfect. I love it.
Do you have any plans for you have a newish family-ish now?
Yeah, there's a new family situation. I'm not sure what's going on with all of that yet. Yeah, we're still kind of locking everything down. I'd like to get a bunch of people over. I'm not sure how it's going to fall on the holiday because I don't have any time off during that time period.
Yeah.
So we'll figure out how all of that works. But depending on how it goes, I might send invites out or something like that and have a couple of people over. And we break out some hot toddies and make a bunch of cookies and hang out. And
Brandon?
Yeah.
What are you doing the 21st of December?
The 21st of December? You mean after Climbs and Meets or what's going on now?
Okay, what is this, a Sunday? Climbs and Meets happens on the 15th.
Right.
That week is Star Wars week. That Saturday, a good friend of ours, Keith Youngblood, is in a triple threat match.
Where?
Connecticut somewhere.
Oof. Wait, which, it's the Sunday, the 22nd?
No, it's the 21st. That's the Saturday.
21st is Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to have to figure that out. I don't know if I can swing that. Maybe we can.
Okay.
That's a road trip and a half.
I mean, depending on the weather. Yeah.
Well, not just that. I mean, it's the fact that like we can't just out and back that. That's an overnight stay minimum.
Yeah, that's true. But so we have friends up there.
Yeah, but like not enough that we can on in that short a notice impose on. I don't feel comfortable about that. Like that's a staying at a hotel.
Not staying with them, but like inviting them over and like hanging out and stuff. So like we would maybe go up the Friday evening and then hang out Saturday, and then I don't know.
Wow. Yeah,
it's a possibility. That's a
lot. I'm not necessarily against it. Is Keith in a match?
He's in a triple threat.
Triple threat. Okay.
I don't know if it's for the title, but there's something with a title. Like I don't know if it's for the
maybe
the
number one contendership or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. We can let's talk about this and figure out if the logistics work.
Yeah. It's a thought.
No, I'm not necessarily against it. We got to figure out whether or not it works.
Maybe there's a train or something.
I'm not sure that's actually going to be faster or cheaper.
That's true.
Yeah. Anywhoozle. What are you geeking out about?
Oh man, I'm
you're not. You're still recovering from all the travel.
So I pulled the trigger on the Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Now Audrey can go back to watching all her nature shows. So like she can watch the Dr. Pohl, and Dr. K, the vet shows and stuff.
Yeah. Cause they're all on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Cause Disney Plus has the National Geographic, and I love the way they lay it out. It's like, you want Disney princesses, Star Wars, Pixar, Star Wars, National Geographic and something else.
Yeah, I think it's like Marvel, Star Wars, National Geographic. It's basically like it almost builds an age of like what are your interests?
Yeah. I've just started poking around. So like I caught up with The Mandalorian.
Okay.
Which is basically Lone Wolf and Cub. So Lone Wolf and Cub is a old comic about the Shogun's executioner. So he would like put people to death and like chop off their heads and stuff. But there was another clan that was jealous of his station. So they framed him for the murder of the Shogun and all this kind of stuff. And so he he has a young son, a young baby. And he goes to his son and he says, son, you don't understand what I'm saying because it's a baby.
Right.
He says, but I'm going on the run. Now, you can either go with your mother in death because like the entire family, his entire family and clan is slaughtered. You can either go with your mother or you can come with me on the path to hell. And, you know, he puts the sword and the ball and whichever the one the kid picks is the way it's going to go. So the baby picks the sword and he's like, let's go. And he builds a baby cart with like swords and chains and whips.
Yeah.
And
shit, like, yeah. So like, okay. So cool. No room for the mother on that cart.
Well, because the mother's dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So you're saying like if he left the kid, they're 100% going to kill him.
Yeah.
Why is that even an option?
Well, no, he was like, if you decide to stay with the mother's already dead. Everyone's already dead.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So everyone in the family already dead.
Yeah.
Him, baby, in stroller, Matt, not really clear, but like available, open.
Yeah. If the baby chose the ball, he would have cut his head off. He would have killed the baby right there.
What? Of his own son?
Yeah. He would have killed his own baby and then gone on his path of revenge by himself. But instead, the baby decided, I want to go with daddy and chose the sword. So like, it's fucked up.
Yeah. You're making it a little hard to like the character.
He's not a likable character. Like
I thought I was having trouble in like, empathizing with a guy who worked for space Nazis. And then you immediately were like, well, if the kid chose the ball because he's a child, the father was going to cut his fucking head off and then go on a bloodlust without him.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay. Like, I don't know why that's harder for me to stomach than fucking space Nazis, but here I am.
Yeah.
Fucking. Okay. Sure. Yeah. I apparently there's my line. Child murder, actual child murder.
Yeah.
Worse to me than space Nazis.
But he doesn't kill the kid. Instead, he builds him this like death trap of a baby cart. So like, you know, the baby hits one side, it shoots darts out. He hits another side, like blades come out. And so he can run the cart.
The baby has the ability to fight?
Yeah. Yeah. And as he gets older, the kid actually learns how to use a sword. And so he actually goes around and killing people. So it's like this whole thing. So it reminds me a lot of Mandalorian. And because the baby Yoda, everyone knows about the baby Yoda, so it's not a spoiler right now, but like the baby Yoda is being carted around on all of his journeys. And like, he's kind of participating, like using his force thing going on. So I kind of feel like they're going down the path of Lone Wolf and Cub with this thing.
I think you might be making a bit of a stretch between a little bit of force and a button in which a baby fires darts. Like, I just like
it's a little stretch.
Rattler in the air, getting excited, boops the side of his little stroller. All of a sudden, fucking katana! Like, just that's. I don't know if that's exactly the same. Like, sure. Like,
when I draw it, it'll make sense. So,
yeah. All right. That's. Yeah. You know what? What I see is you drawing a baby in the most excited pose with a blaster on one side of a stroller and a lightsaber on the other, and just the fucking happiest. Kamen Rider probably looking Mandalorian on the back.
And I know everyone's gonna be drawing it by the time I have time to do it, but I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna do my own version, so fuck it. It's gonna be adorable.
Okay. You know what? Yeah. All right. Sure. Let's do that. I mean, yeah. Okay.
The Disney Plus, I'm poking around. I might go back. I have to eventually go back and watch all the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, you do. Did you ever tear through Gravity Falls at all?
No, is that on there?
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot of fun too.
Oh, Jim and Nelly Love Gravity Falls.
Yeah, I should check that out. Nicole had me watch all of it. It's only two seasons. It moves really well. The characters are incredibly likable, and it's a lot of fun. And a lot of the character design work and some of the monsters and stuff like that are super fucking cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy that.
I'm curious to see what other series they have on there that like I've never tried.
Gargoyles.
I love Gargoyles.
Gargoyles is on there.
So the one of the creators,
I know,
they did a there was a comic book series of Gargoyles. And so baby Zara, when she was growing up, was a huge fan of Gargoyles, and so she would like go to the cons and all this kind of stuff. And like when she was starting out as an actor, she would do like table reads like at cons and stuff. And one of the creators created a character in the comics based on Zara. And in the official wiki, it was like, this character is based on Zara Fossil. And if there's ever like a live action version of it, it must be played by her and stuff like that. So it's like,
God. All right. You know what? I'm good with this. The statement you just made for some reason never kicked around in my head, and I hope it never ever sees the light of day. A live action Gargoyles.
Oh,
because that's
I will only accept it if they get the TNG cast involved, like the Next Generation cast. Because like,
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
If we actually have like the proper characters play the proper characters,
yeah,
I'm good with that.
I want to see Jonathan Frakes in a robot gargoyle suit.
Like, yeah.
I need Commander Riker in a robot gargoyle.
I need that. I need to see that robot claw leg go up over the back of a fucking chair. Like, I'm good with all of these things.
I need Lady Diana Troy as a lady gargoyle. I need that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm good with all of this. Honestly,
Marina Sirtis.
If you just want to go full, like Disney called that fucking Lion King movie live action.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Oh, like the CG version? Like a CG? Mm-hmm. I'm there.
I'm a way, way, way bigger fan of a Frozen style, or better yet. Like a old school animation style, Princess and the Frog, Lilo and Stitch sort of thing.
I would be on board with that.
I miss a 2D animation version, proper production value, real proper cast.
Yeah.
Big flanking sort of thing. Hell, retell the opening story, give it a bit more gravitas.
Oh my God. They could do like a prequel movie to set up everything.
Yeah, I'm good with all of that.
And they can try it because like, I haven't been paying attention, so I don't know what the slate is, but it sounds like they're going to be experimenting with a lot of the Marvel stuff. They could go back and do that with all of their things.
Let's do this. I'm here for all of this.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
You might as well. I mean, I'm hooked in, so fuck it. I'm just going to be watching it for a while.
Yeah. Let's fuck original and new characters. Let's go ahead and drag out all the old shit I already love.
Yes.
That's what nerds like. That's what they're going to end up doing anyway. Let's start breaking out some of the obscure shit. Looking forward to that new Bonkers reboot. Yeah. Looking back at you, Disney afternoon. Yeah. And motherfucking bringing Goof Troop back into the canon universe because y'all exiled him like fucking Pluto, and I'm real mad about that shit. Max, you understand, Goofy, the polar opposite of Goku, best dad, worst dad.
Yeah.
Like, and they took Goofy and his son Max, an absolute delight. And Max's two friends, one of them played by Pauly Shore, made a goddamn leaning tower of cheese on his fucking hand. A goddamn Goofy movie is delightful. It's delightful. And they fucking remove it from canon.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. It doesn't count. Fuck. It just doesn't count. Doesn't count. It's okay. No, it's totally fine. No. Because I guess we're going to do a gritty reboot where we're going to actually explain what happened to Goofy's mom. And one, who fucked Goofy? And then two, what happened to the lady which fucked Goofy? Because really, that's what I want to unpack is who's like, yo, let me get some of that goof dick. And then follow up, what sort of fucking ring level 7 days curse does that Goofy dick get you?
Ugh. That'd be horrifying.
Like, yeah. What is it? What happens?
I hope they never do that. I hope they never do that.
I want to unpack it. I want to know what happened. Is it Minnie Mouse? Is this what it is? Is this why we never hear about? Is this why Max got exiled? Because Goofy was a fucking side piece. Like, fucking Mickey doesn't talk about that shit.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, come to find out, like Minnie basically was like, I have to be the queen, and the queen cannot have a bastard son. So you have to take him. You have to take Jon Snow. You have to take Max Snow, and you have to take him you have to take Max Snow out of the family mix and remove him and take him.
You know nothing, Max Snow.
I am so here for Sean Bean to play Goofy.
All right, I'm
so
in,
fucking here.
I'm back in.
With fucking that goof dick,
in.
And then Sean Bean is Goofy. Just pulled you back in.
And then Jason Momoa is Dothraki. It's just him. He just shows up.
Jason Momoa absolutely needs to play the baddie. The Goofy's fucking like... his neighbor.
Brutus or whatever he is,
but like you got to make him a little less gut and a little more chest, like you do a little more Maui. Yeah. Yeah. And like, don't necessarily make him, but like give him slightly shaggier hair, like make him a slightly shaggy dog who's also real fucking smooth. Because honestly, just for the screen test things where they put Momoa in one of those skin tight outfits with the little fucking ping pong balls all over him.
Yes.
Just to see him fucking jamming out, enjoying himself, just put up a bicep and going, ding. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm here for all of that.
God, that would be so amazing. Ugh. You know what I really want is I want more Tron.
Okay, can we get it done by someone else?
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Like, soundtrack, look, cool. So that movie is on my watch list for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I can't bring myself to do it. Because I remember a couple things. I remember that dude being like the Charlie Hunnam of the Disney universe.
I thought it was Charlie Hunnam.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I did this shit with Channing Tatum for years where I was like, that's a lovely coat rack you have over there. Oh, that's Channing Tatum? Cool.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. He is the least interesting part of that movie. Everyone around him is awesome. Like, Michael Sheen.
Is that the same dude who starred in John Carter? I don't know. Here's what I remember from that movie. Olivia Wilde looking fucking amazing.
Yes.
The guys from Daft Punk looking red. Michael Sheen being amazing and chewing up scenery.
Oh,
the cool look of that. And the goddamn jam out scene to Journey Separate Ways.
So good. So good.
Like, just I am 100% going to, like, I got some vacation days coming up. I'm 100% going to turn the lights down low, and I am going to absolutely crank up the sound bar, and I'm going to watch that movie. And by watch that movie, I mean I'm going to work in the other room, and I'm going to let that movie serenade me.
Yeah, you ever watch the cartoon series that bridges the gap between the original movie and then the new movie?
I saw a couple episodes of it and it was like, oh, this is cool. And like, I forget what services it was on, but like it was gone before I really got a chance to dig into it too much.
Yeah.
I remember enjoying it enough.
Yeah, I think it was Disney DX.
Yeah, okay.
So if they
back when I had cable ish,
if they get it back, it's fun to put on in the background because you get to see you get to see like how the other programs live and like the build up to the revolution and all that stuff. And like,
right.
I just want more Tron.
Like, yeah. I'm genuinely okay with this. Honestly, if we want to really like go hard in the paint and we want to do like a Tron Wreck-It Ralph crossover where all the Tron guys are like regular size, but then you find out like Ralph's like tiny. And then we do a shot for shot remake of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids with just in Tron universe with all the Wreck-It Ralph characters where they're just trying to grow proper size.
I'm there. I like that. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing what they do of all the streaming services that are coming out. I think they're the only ones that's going to survive this glut besides Netflix.
I'm not even sure Netflix is long for this world. I'm sure Amazon will survive, obviously.
Sure.
And honestly, it's been weird because I've noticed Amazon is doubling down on the fact that they still have Marvel movies. They all went Prime. I noticed that's something fierce.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know if Amazon's just basically showing off, being like, we still got these motherfucking contracts, so what's up?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I worry that we may have hit too many streaming services.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah. I know we've got, like, the CBS one, and the Fox has its own one, and NBC has its own one, and it's just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Everybody calm your shit, man.
I'm aware that it's the Wild West of, like, you can get your entertainment. And I miss when there was, like, that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Of, like, Netflix was a thing, Amazon was a thing, and, like, Hulu was a thing. There was a good, like, 6 years where we were like,
cool. It was a good trio.
Network TV was rad, and then HBO had its own thing. And, like, if you were bougie, you had HBO Plus and you were paying for it. But, like, Amazon had the deal, and, like, all you had to do, it was genuinely cheaper than cable. And the idea was, like, paid for an internet connection, paid for the streaming services, and you ended up basically coming in about 25 to 30, depending on where you were, maybe even more, less than you would pay for cable. Now it's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
It's starting to get a lot, like, I'm genuinely, like, I hemmed and hawed about cutting one of the services back. And, like, I don't know.
All right, Brandon, we are going to transition here.
Okay.
I'm curious, how was your turkey week? And you don't have to go day by day, but, like, you know, what, like, your holiday, how was it? What'd you do? Who'd you do it with? You guys are Facebook officials, so now I don't have to be coy about it and stuff.
No, it's fine.
goodness. I don't have to pretend not to know things that I know.
Yeah, you don't have to pretend to not know things. Turkey Day, went to her dad's or her grandmother and her father's side, checked out new fam, hung out with siblings and whatnots, and that was good.
New fam.
Yeah, it was very much grandmother's house, very much traditional meal, very, like, kind of, you're going to meet the family and it's going to be nice and there's going to be some quiet conversation.
Did they do the once over? Did you get, like, did they look you up and down?
No. Honestly, nobody did, like, all weekend, which was nice. Like,
very cool.
I never had to. Yeah. Like, I fielded the very, very brief. So what do you do for a living? And then was immediately cut off and was like, cool. All right. I'm going to dig back into my turkey. We're good. So cool. Right on. I'm good with all that.
Very cool.
So Friday was an interesting experience. So I made Thanksgiving dinner with Nicole for her grandparents, her mom's parents. So because her mom lives cross country and the grandparents don't really have a whole lot of family this side of everything, they didn't necessarily get to celebrate Thanksgiving the way they normally would. So we're like, come over, hang out with us. So first time you boys made Thanksgiving dinner before.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby made his first turkey.
Nice.
Yeah, I did way too much research on that.
Oh, you gotta.
Yeah, right. Yeah, gotta do it right. For the record, anyone curious about what was going on, made sure, frozen bird, left it out the proper way, go ahead, followed it out days beforehand, good to go. Took it out the night before, a clean rub. I did a dry brine, salt, pepper, rosemary. Then I decided to left it in the fridge overnight to let everything soak in, let that skin kind of dry out and crisp up and everything else like that after you towel dry. Got to get that thing super, super dry. Pull it out. Did the browning bag to make sure that it cooked quickly. I was on a bit of a timeline to make sure everything happened. doused with, took a full stick of butter, brushed it on there, doused it and everything else like that right beforehand, re-salt and pepper and rosemary, made sure that mixes good in there. Yeah.
It sounds so good.
Right. So like take the butter, like after it is soaked in all those flavors, pour the butter over top. Some of the stuff comes off. Then you take that mixture that you made again, save that stuff overnight. You're going to get half of it, like half of it, like fill a ramekin, about half that ramekin left over. You want to sprinkle and then beat the shit out of it again. Back down on there. Don't worry about it. You wash your hands. You're fine. Don't worry about all that stuff. The heat's going to kill everything. You did onions, celery, carrots, throw it all in the bed around it. Make sure you put a rack up under that thing. Get it out of its own juices. This way it's not all fucking muddy down the bottom. Seal that bag up in the oven. Turkey was real good, real juicy, sounds proper.
Awesome.
Yep. I pride myself on never using an electric knife for my own bird. So hand carved the right way.
Yeah.
So you don't get that fucking gnarled bit of like, yes, I get that it's easier. It's a texture thing for me. Like I don't need to saw a bird. Like it should be juicy enough that I shouldn't have to fucking saw anything. Just nice, clean slices just coming right through.
Yeah.
Handmade mashed potatoes. I did handmade baked mac and cheese, did green beans, and did corn. Decided to skip the stuffing.
I should have fucking come to your house.
Dude, I'm telling you right now. Yeah, like, your boy knows how to cook. And I learned this because I sat down with her grandparents and her Aunt Michelle. We sit down, we go and start to have the meal. Grandmother tears into the baked mac and cheese and then proceeds to throw her, was it mother-in-law? Her mother-in-law under the bus by saying that my mac and cheese was better than hers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I must have done something right.
Mother, you can't cook for shit.
No. Like, it was nice because it was great because her grandfather like tried to defend his mother. It was like, well, you haven't had it in 50 years. She's like, yeah, still. So like that's a meal that like stuck out in her brain. Like, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Thank God I still get that baked mac and cheese. And then boy comes fucking rolling in on ball fucking Yankee Doodle Dandy and shit, calling everything macaroni and baking the hell out of everything.
That's great, man. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. The best part about all of this was I sat down with people who I'd never really had a long conversation with. And it felt more like hanging out with friends, like a couple friend, than anything else. Like, instead of getting the whole like, so what do you do? What's your family like? Yada, yada, yada. So like, I didn't have to go through that really sad short story and bring the entire table down.
Yeah.
We just learned a bunch of fun stories about the two of them being a couple over the years. Like,
that's fucking dope.
Old cars and like old relationships and all sorts of stuff. Like, it was really great because it really did feel like we were joking around with peers as opposed to hanging out with her grandparents.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. That's super good that way.
That's the way Thanksgiving should be, man.
Yeah. Yep. And then, so that was day two of the gauntlet. Day three, Saturday, I go and get some rotisserie chickens. I make a proper dip and we go to Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Where there was a gravy fountain and a bunch of good friends and did a whole big potluck thing.
Gravy fountain.
Which honestly, like, I wish it would have lasted longer because nobody got a chance to like really do like the fondue thing with the gravy. Did they? Okay. I just missed it.
Tim grabbed a giant slice of Megan's bread.
Okay.
Just dunked it.
Okay. Yeah. So like, but we didn't get to get weird with it. Like, nobody brought things like apples or anything else like that to dip in the gravy.
Yeah.
And the gravy. There's part of me that goes, you have cascading gravy. Get weird.
Yeah.
Like, somebody should be raiding that pantry. Every single thing in that house should be tried with gravy. Chair legs, comforters, other friends. Like, everything should be tried with gravy.
Yeah, that sounds, I mean, you've got the fountain. Why would you not dip everything into it?
And for those of you of the age, I know I had to fight everything to not go full Ken Marino and say I wanted to dip my balls in it. I understand there's going to be some people that we know. We're going to miss a total younger generation. I'm good with that. That's fine. But yeah.
That sounds great. So.
Yep.
Sounds like a good Thanksgiving. Sounds like a great Friendsgiving. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yep. And then came back Sunday and got a chance to decorate. So it was like I'm tired. still like kind of recovering from the weekend, but it was real good. Like it was satisfying, and I had a chance to hang out with new friends and family and have a genuinely good time and like relax and not feel stressed out about it. And even though I put a fair bit of work into it, I don't feel exhausted or put upon.
That's awesome. I kind of do wish like we did stay a little bit.
And like I have been slowly kicking around the idea of doing something very similar, but I realize that like Thanksgiving's a thing. The other thing is, I think I've got this rule where like if I ever do a Friendsgiving, I'm not doing anything Thanksgiving food related.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
I want it to be either like a weird potluck or like a big fuck Italian dinner or something that is like not traditionally Thanksgiving. Because by day three of like poultry, stuffing, cornbread, the casseroles, the mac and cheeses, the breads, I'm okay. I'm settling. Yeah. Like I got to bring it down. Like I need someone to just straight like. I need to just carve into a head of lettuce like most people eat an apple and just try and clean some of this cleanse out. It out. I feel like I have been slowly basted myself in butter, salt, and pepper. Yeah. Like it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So what was yours like as you hack up a lung?
I was fine. And then like today, everything was just like, you going to get sick.
I'm like, fuck yeah. Cause you've been running around with your family and everything else. Like now you're finally catching up to everything.
Yeah. So, we flew out. So, every Thanksgiving we spend in San Francisco, my aunt lives there. They have a flat on Russian Hill, which is, if you know San Francisco, that's kind of away from like all the techie shit. It's right over the hill from Chinatown. So we're close to Chinatown. The night before, I meant to ask, did you take any photos while you were doing all these things? Did you like?
No. So here's something that I decided to try and do, as a change. I just wanted to genuinely enjoy everything.
Yeah.
I don't even remember taking a photo the entire weekend, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I purposely chose to not like, cause I didn't want to hide behind my camera for a change.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good.
I chose to take it as a good sign that I actually wanted to participate in the things as opposed to be like, hey, yeah, no, nice to meet you. Click, 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 click. Don't have to talk to anybody cause I'm taking photos. Like, I didn't want to do any of that. So yeah, I as a downside to it, I didn't end up really doing anything more than like, I think I did an Instagram story about once I pulled the turkey out of the oven.
Yeah.
But that was basically it.
I mean, there's definitely something about being in the moment, like in the moment, and not thinking about like trying to capture this or trying to get that look or trying to do all that kind of shit and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause when you're on vacation, you don't want to be on, like you want to enjoy the friends and family that are there and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saturday before we left, I actually had a gig. I shot a house. So I was up.
Did late. You?
Yeah. I was up late Saturday night processing photos and doing all that stuff because I got to work.
Jesus.
So, and then, flew out Sunday. I forgot what we did. Monday we went to Muir Woods. So the giant ass redwoods.
Okay.
They have like one of the oldest redwood forests in the country and they're the tallest trees in the country. We didn't stay too long because it started to rain. Or we did that Tuesday. I think we did. It doesn't matter what day it is. We went to Muir Woods. So, it's a national park. There's a whole bunch of switchbacks, like, when you're driving up to Muir Woods. So you're like, oh, this way, that way, that way.
Right, I almost
threw open the car. It was just like,
Jesus.
Paid for entry for me and Audrey because if you're 14 and under, you get in for free. And that's amazing.
That's the way they should be.
So we had my brother's kids and Hazel with us. And so we let them pick the trail that we took. And there's a trail that goes through the woods and then there's a trail that goes up the side of the mountain and
they picked the one that went up the side of the mountain.
They went up the side of the mountain. So, I'm afraid of heights like a lot. Even though I climb, but I am scared of heights, man. And there is a path that leads up the side of the mountain, but it's like the Empire designed it. So there's no safety rail. So like if you look over the side, you see a whole lot of nothing.
It's a trail, not a sidewalk.
But like, you know, so here's the trail. Right next to it is this kind of steep drop off.
And then you're walking.
And it's, and the trees are so tall that we never broke out to see the canopy. It was just,
oh, that's a shame.
They kept going and going and going, which shows you how fucking tall they were. But it also is just like, how far does this go up? And it apparently goes up the side of the mountain. So you can go to the top where you do break out over the canopy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that's like a couple hour trek or something like that.
Wow.
But I thought you would have enjoyed it because the redwoods are beautiful. It was slightly overcast, so it wasn't too hot.
Okay.
And there was good enough light. So I took a bunch of photos of, I brought my little Micro Four Thirds camera. So
you're okay.
So I have, my, 17 millimeter, which is like a 35 equivalent, and then a macro lens. And then I had a long zoom, and I brought those because I thought, you know, the long zoom, maybe there'll be birds or critters and stuff.
Right.
No critters. Not sure why. I figured there would be critters all over the forest, but I don't know enough about like forests and shit.
You all were probably way too loud with the kids to see basically anything.
That too. But yeah, it was really cool. I took the stereotypical shot of like a human next to the redwoods, so you can see how big it is and stuff. So that was cool. I had been there, but Audrey'd never gone, and it's no guarantee that they will still be there. So, because everything is great. But yeah, I think if you ever make it out to the West Coast, checking out Muir Woods, I think it'd be worth it. I think if we had more time, we could have gone deeper and stuff. But it started to rain, so we just kind of packed it up.
Gotcha.
We did our typical Japantown trip. We didn't buy anything, but we like ate at the curry place, so that was cool. And then so every year there's an outing to a Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
Before the main Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm a 42-year-old man. And I have never been able to order for the, I've never been able to like, and there's so many of us, so they split the tables, never been able to order food for myself. A grown ass man. Never, ever, ever.
Why is this? Because you're not old enough because there are people who are outrank you, or is it just where you're sitting?
I don't know, but like it's a thing that has never happened. Neither me nor my brother have been able to order for us. This time was different. They were like, oh yeah, go order for yourself. And we both looked at each other like, what the fuck is happening here? We're allowed to make a decision? Like what the fuck?
Passing of the torch. You all are finally old enough.
I guess so. And it doesn't seem like it is a big deal, and it probably shouldn't be a big fucking deal. But for whatever reason, it was just kind of like, oh my God, this is crazy. So we ordered, food at this place that's not very good.
So you went to San Francisco, went to Chinatown, went to a restaurant with people who lived there and had mediocre Chinese.
It was super disappointing.
You flew from one side of the country to the other, to an epicenter, if I'm not mistaken, of Asian culture.
Yeah.
Sat down for a meal.
Yeah.
And could have had better chow, and probably have had better chow
down in the fucking Rocksville. Street. Down the fucking street. Yeah.
Like, it's not P.F. Chang's bad, right?
Brandon and I would have chosen P.F. Chang's over what we had
no.
at this restaurant.
No. What? I... Oh, Jamie.
It was super, it was super disappointing. And like, I don't know. So that sucked.
Wait, hang on. Was this the lesson? Was it what you guys ordered? Is this the lesson that you have to learn? Is that this is why you don't order for yourself, because you're going to fuck it up?
No, it was not. It was not.
Did just anyone have a good meal?
Well, so my grandparents on that side of the family, both had heart conditions. And so they were put on like a low salt, no salt diet. So everyone in that apartment, everyone on that flat, whenever they cook, they have like salt substitutes and stuff like that. So
yeah,
their notion of taste is not the same as someone who's used to eating like full salt stuff or full fat things and stuff. So like for them, it's fine. It's fine. It's bland. It's fine. Whatever. They're done. They're full. It's fine. But for me, it tasted like nothing. Like, ugh.
How did you not, while at that table, go full fucking Christmas Story when the turkey's ruined, stand up from this Chinese meal and going, that's it, we're going out to eat, and then take you, your brother, your wife, and all of the kids and just go somewhere the fuck else and just shout like I'm convinced that if you're in a major city like this and you shout Flavor Town three times, Guy Fieri will come drifting down the side of the street in his fucking Camaro and take you to Flavor. Like, I'm convinced it has to happen.
Well, that's why we go to Japan down the next day, because we get to go to a place that we actually want to eat, and we actually get to, you know, eat food that
does not pose well for your enjoyment of Chinese culture is really what it comes down to.
I don't know. I think it might be a family thing. So I never understood this notion until Audrey pointed it out, but like that side of the family weaponizes food. Like if you don't eat what they make you, it's your fault for so Thanksgiving dinner. And let me just fast forward to it. And then we'll get into it.
Wow, we're unpacking some shit. Okay.
None of them listen to this shit.
No, that's fine.
I know they don't listen to any of my stuff, because I wrote a comic about how they
I remember this. Okay. Yeah.
They are all super conservative and like voting against their
best interests and
own best interests and their Asia and just
we're good. Sorry, I mentally had a moment where I'm unpacking the idea of somebody who I didn't think listening, so that's a whole thing. Anyway, continue on.
Thanksgiving dinner, it's always a big production, they're like we had fewer people this year, but they still cook the same amount of food. So like, instead of just one turkey, there are two turkeys, and like they didn't thaw properly, so like dinner was supposed to start at 4. We started at like 8.
And
like the kids are going fucking nuts and all this kind of shit. No. My nephew wanted mashed potatoes. Every year someone else, one of the other aunts, makes the mashed potatoes, but she wasn't coming, and everyone was like, well, we don't need to eat mashed potatoes. And my nephew was like,
Thanksgiving,
I want mashed potatoes. I'll make the mashed potatoes. So he made himself like a small portion of mashed potatoes, which ended up being like a sizable bowl, like four big ass potatoes.
Okay. It's like
a nice size bowl.
Yeah.
And we were at the kids' table, and you know, he was very happy to share with the rest of us.
Chowing down, but enjoying it, rather proud of himself.
Yeah. He did a great job. Like,
that's awesome. Good for him.
He fucked up a little bit. Like he started mashing some of the potatoes, and the rest of them were too hard. So he put them back. He put the hard ones back in the water to boil. And then for the ones that were soft enough, he said, okay, this is my catalyst. This is going to be the catalyst for the rest
of them.
So he did all that stuff. And then when the other ones were done, he put them in, and it all mixed up together.
It all evened itself out a little bit. Did you end up using one of the, using anything like sour cream or anything else I got to cut down and add to the creaminess?
I think it was butter and milk. And that's all he used. And it was, it was real good.
For those of you playing at home, always substitute milk for something creamier and thicker. You want to butter your content. Milk will just make them a little runny.
Yeah. So, I mean, he did a great job. My brother's a vegetarian. He's doing a low, no carb thing now. Because apparently at San Diego, he just got sick of eating potatoes. So
wait, hang on. Your brother is vegetarian.
Yeah.
Who's also low carb.
Yeah.
Respectfully, not to be a shithead or anything else like that. What does one eat, one, in general, two, yeah, at Thanksgiving?
Well, they cooked him a frittata, which is just like an egg souffle.
No, I understand what a Nelly frittata is. I'm good. It's like a bird.
Yeah, he got the Nelly frittata.
Okay.
And then they there's like a broccoli casserole dish or something like that.
Sure, okay, it should have bacon in it.
Right. yeah, it's true. He was set, and then they did all this other stuff that's always like a tradition, like the turkey. There's something called lo mai fan, which is sticky rice with like Chinese sausage and mushrooms and some other bullshit. And
okay.
It's like, it's, and you steam it in a banana leaf traditionally.
Okay.
And it's somehow sweet. And I don't like it, but like every year in place of stuffing, it's the lo mai fan. I fucking hate this shit. Maybe it's because
It's probably because you grew up with it, and it's probably over the years it may have been good in the beginning, but now that they've gone low salt and everything else like that,
yeah,
you don't get it the way it should be.
Yeah, it's just like a sticky mush and stuff. Okay. They did the sweet potatoes with the mush, the marshmallows. I always love marshmallows.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's a salad.
Okay.
It's a shrimp salad.
Shrimp salad. Okay, so your brother's immediately out.
You got your shrimp.
Okay.
You got your walnuts.
Okay, hang on. So we already, you got a strong start. Okay, when you say salad, so then I'm understanding. Salad is in tuna salad, or salad is in Caesar salad?
Salad is in like salad. So like it's not ground.
Like a house salad, like, yeah, lettuce like a, and the whole nut. Okay,
lettuce and so the whole
this
night.
This is a cold salad. When you say cold when salad. You start with the word salad and then start with shrimp,
yeah,
I think shrimp salad, and then I got very confused by the walnuts.
No,
that's a strong, like that's a hard right turn when you're making shrimp salad. So okay, yeah. So we have a salad.
So you got shrimp. Your lettuce. You got your
okay,
shrimp.
Lettuce. Shrimp. You got your okay.
Shrimp. Walnuts.
Okay. Walnuts. Okay. All right, whatever, salad shit, whatever. Fine, no problem. You look pained.
Mandarin fuck oranges.
Okay, well, now we've broken into something that I, as a white man, can understand. This is Asian salad territory.
And then mayo all over that.
Whoa, hang on.
And then you mix it up.
You just, no, hang on. No, you can't do that to me. You were like, hey, no, they're going to make a salad, like a Cobb salad or something, you know, fucking ham and bacon and some eggs and then like salad and then dressing and then fucking onions and carrots on the whole nine and like forks and yada yadas. What you just described to me was a real, real, real fucked up version of shrimp salad that would belong on a bun in hell. A mm-hmm. bun in hell is what the, you mm-hmm. had shrimp, walnuts, mandarin oranges, lettuce, and mayo?
And not just like a little dab of Cool Whip. I'm saying a whole fuck bottle to coat every fucking thing in the fucking in the bowl.
That's okay, understand. The mayonnaise to shrimp ratio when making proper shrimp salad, I totally get. Finely chopped celery, bit of onion, shrimp, bit of Old Bay, maybe on occasion toasted brioche. I've had it with some other things, spicy cheese on the side a bit. Like I've had all of these things. I'm good with a shrimp salad, a proper shrimp salad sandwich, a delightful sweet treat. But you cannot go full fucking like salad bar grab bag and go walnuts, mandarin oranges. Usually after that, there's like the crispy onion straws because you're fucking dead inside and whiter than shit looking at you fucking Karens in the world. And then you add lettuce. Okay, solid. I'm confused because the lettuce feels like the lettuce is mixed in with everything. Not a bed to then scoop said thing onto. Not who did this?
My aunt, and she put a whole fucking bowl of it at the kids' table.
Is this the same aunt that you talked about?
Okay. Yeah. So she put a whole fucking bowl of this on the kids' table and then got offended when no one ate it. She was like, oh, I thought you liked shrimp. And I was like,
I do.
I do. And I didn't know how to respond, but like, I do. And I was like, I have never eaten this salad. I have never eaten this salad. Anytime it's ever been presented to me, I have never eaten the salad. Brandon Chalmers, I have never in my 42 fucking years of life put this salad anywhere around my mouth.
Okay. Let me take a step back because I'm sure I'm being just too judgmental here. So let's break these things down on their own. So shrimp and mayo. Okay. Any proper shrimp salad I'm good with, right? Bit of lettuce on there to add a bit of a crispy crunch to a shrimp salad sandwich. I'm okay with. That's three factors I'm good with together.
Yeah.
Shrimp and walnuts. Okay, man. Let's assume. Yeah, all right. Walnuts and salad. Okay.
There's a shrimp and walnut mayo. It's like a Hunan dish, or it's like a Chinese.
I'm okay with the idea of even the walnuts being in a regular shrimp salad as a different texture to go into that. I'd honestly be okay with that. I think what it is, it's the Mandarin oranges. It's the idea of the real world version of the fruit gusher making its way into the realm of my shrimp. Like shrimp, like orange flavoring with shrimp. Like somebody wants to do like an orange flavored sticky sauce to go along with some shrimp and some rice. Okay.
Yeah.
But I can get behind that. Like I can totally get down with that. Anyway, I've seen it in a lot of places. Any way that you prepare chicken, you can prepare shrimp in a very similar manner. I'm good with that process.
Yeah.
It's that weird, like, I don't know how you eat that because you take a bite, right? And you're like, oh, shrimp and mayonnaise. Okay. This is okay. I'm fine with this. Shrimp, lettuce, and mayonnaise. Okay. Cool. Yeah, whatever. No problem. Maybe I'm doing a low carb shrimp taco. I'm bibbing the lettuce up a bit. Maybe a little bit of walnuts there as a little accoutrement, if you will, a little walnut bay. Just kind of cock that fucking thing back and just let him just cascade off of the fucking meat over here. Like I'm good with all that. And then you, an educated adult of, I'm going to take a shot in the dark, 64 years old. Crack open a can of Mandarin oranges.
Nope. Real Mandarin oranges. So she had her sister peel them and then peel each individual slice.
Wait,
and
then hang on. The thing. How thorough of a job did they do?
Pretty fucking thorough.
Pretty thorough. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's work going into this then.
Oh, there's a lot of work.
Because I can't for the life of me figure out why you would do that. Because that's just a recipe for those little crusty ends around there. Like a Mandarin orange is a lot of fucking work. There's little strings. There's the other little bit of webbing. Like there's a lot of holding that little fucker together. And they're delicious when you just have them as a snack.
And then you pop open the skin and pull out the
right. They did but you get what I mean. Like there's a lot of little sinews and whatnots holding that stuff together. Cleaning those things off proper takes some doing.
Yeah,
having those thrown in there, that tells me also that it's not just Mandarin oranges like you'd get from a can where it's a juicy surprise.
I love those.
that's an aggro crag of fucking surprise going on there. That's a shrimp walnut crunch boom, and then all of a sudden you're in like you just got come on by an orange and suddenly you're trying to work out like, okay, now the other part of it is you don't mix the citrus and the mayo that way. That's how you get the mayo to be skunky.
Yeah.
You're literally like what your aunt has managed to create is the equivalency of like the Irish car bomb.
Yeah.
Where you take like a cream-based liquor and you toss it into a beer and you have to drink it before it curdles. And there's a sweet spot in there where you're like, fuck, this is really good. But if you let that sit, you can't just sip it.
Yeah.
Like
it's gotta go fast. It's gotta go fast.
Right. So the idea of me in a race against time, deciding, nay, turkey stuffing your nephew's mashed potatoes that he worked really hard on, and I'm super fucking proud of him for getting done.
Yeah.
The rest of God knows whatever else is there. Bring me the finest wee dish of this food race while I shovel this concoction into my mouth. How do you break back and forth? Like, I couldn't imagine going corn, turkey, taters, fucking candied yams, and then turning back to shrimp, walnuts, and oranges.
Yeah. I don't know.
That is some fucking, like, that's some stomach gymnastics.
Yeah. And that's why I don't eat it. Because it's nasty. To me. I'm not supposed to yuck other people's yum. But it's not something I like. I've never liked it. No one's ever asked me about this fucking thing. Like,
hang on. I have to do this. Was there any... See, this is the problem, is that you don't know what it tastes like, so I don't know what sort of spices are on it.
There are no spices. There are no spices because, remember, they're all heart healthy, so they don't...
Yeah, I don't care about heart health.
They don't season it.
There are more spices than fucking salt.
They don't season it. There's no seasoning in it.
What?
There's no seasoning.
Hang on. Shrimp. Shrimp. Mayo. Walnuts. Oranges. Shrimp, mayo, walnuts, oranges. Let's see. What pops up? Mango says, and orange, honey, shrimp? Walnut, shrimp. These are all fried dishes.
Oh, see, if it was fried, it's a different story.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I just literally looked up, and it was like mango, orange, honey, walnut, shrimp. The idea of shrimp and walnuts and orange, I'm good with.
Yeah.
Bread and flour, those little delicious sea nuggets, and I'm here all day long.
Yeah.
I could even understand the mayo being part of the sauce to give it a bit of thickness.
Sure.
Well, I mean, this makes sense. Yum Yum sauce is essentially mayo-based.
Sure.
So I'm not against the idea of the mayo being in there. There's other flavors, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. By the way, to give you an idea of where we're at. So I typed into my Google machine, shrimp, mayo, walnuts, oranges, just to see what pops up. I get four recipes, mango on orange, honey, shrimp, walnut, shrimp, honey, walnut, shrimp, and honey, walnut, shrimp from dinner. Then dessert looks slightly different. And the people ask for, and I think this might give you a relative experience to what you're going through. The most relative question is Panda Express honey walnut shrimp good? So your aunt, cook extraordinaire, got upset about a dish that when I Google its contents, gets a question about the quality of a Panda Express.
Yeah.
I feel like I am treading as a bearded white man into some dangerous territory by picking on this in the first place and bringing up my share results. I'm concerned, and like healthy honey walnut shrimp recipe. Let's see. Yeah,
and the thing is like they spent a lot of time making all of this stuff.
Okay.
And like, I'm very thankful that we have a place to hang out there. And like, we get to visit them, and San Francisco is like one of my favorite cities and all that kind of stuff. But then like they hold this over your head, like, you're a shitty human being for not eating this thing, even though no one's ever asked you if you've ever eaten it, and you've never eaten it, and you visibly have never eaten it in your entire fucking life. And like, right,
but they're just noticing that part now.
And now it's my fault that you made this. And it's like, I would have told you, don't fucking make that. Like, I don't want that. I don't need that. I don't want you to spend hours peeling fucking mandarin oranges to make this thing. That's not something I want. Like, I don't expect that. I don't want that. And they do it anyway. And now it's your fault.
Like,
you know, and there's a bacon situation every year. I like bacon. Who doesn't like bacon? Every year they buy 5 pounds of bacon. I'm supposed to cook 5 pounds of bacon in 5 days. Because I like bacon, and I just...
Wait, hang on. So you're the only one who eats bacon, so you're supposed to be the one who cooks all the bacon and eats all of that bacon?
I mean, I'll do it.
Right, because I think we may have solved this problem here.
Yeah.
Jamie Iguchi, I think I know what we need to do. So next year, because you're going to go out again, it's tradition. I'd like to send you out there manned with some tools and some tricks to be able to handle this process. I think if you manage to make yourself some bacon bread, we like lattice and fry the bacon. We do like some bacon tortilla shells, like some bacon taco shells and stuff like that. I think with a little bit of cleverness, because we can also, I can send you out there, because like I can FedEx you out like a glaze with like some like honey and chili and stuff like that. You can literally segregate the bacon, pull a pound of that out, glaze it, put it back in the fridge, and then get up early one morning and slow bake that shit, and then make yourself some delicious tacos. I think you can then take what, I hope they have shrimp forks. Do they devein the shrimp? I hate the double back here.
I have no idea. I just, okay. I could not.
I'm going to hope that they do. Like the fact that she spends the time pulling the little crusties off of the oranges, I'm going to hope they devein the shrimp.
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Okay. So you take the oranges, you huck them motherfuckers off to the side, right? You take the rest of this whole thing and you make yourself a shrimp salad bacon taco. And that,
okay,
that that's could how we be a little, that could be decent, because I'm thinking that a little, like a hint of sriracha on there, little bit of garlic powder, little bit of onion powder. You can have yourself a properly delicious bit of kit.
And there's always going to be enough bacon, because
right, there's always going to be enough bacon.
There's always going to be enough
bacon. If Matt steps off his vegetarian shit, he'll still be low carb.
That's true. That's true. So yeah, I just, it's unnecessarily stressful. They weaponize food. It's your fault because you didn't eat it. Like there's also a pie situation. Like there's different pies and just so many pies. Just, I don't know. So I don't know if it's just that I'm getting older and I just like,
yeah,
I don't know, man.
I don't know, dude.
It was weird and it was fucking stressful. So, and then we came home, Friday. So we could have gone to Friendsgiving. So, We should have.
Well, just like, I'm sorry. I didn't know you went through that sort of trauma. I feel like your boy owes you a meal. we're gonna have to write that ship. I don't know what else to do. I'm scrolling through the internet trying to find something that's like relatively close, and no one mixes all of these things and mayonnaise.
Yeah, I just like, I don't know. I don't know where,
like, I see a bunch of salads with like vinaigrettes and stuff and stuff like that, with like proper oranges or something like that in there.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But no one touches the, like, if you go full shrimp salad, and then I've seen orange zest in there, yeah, which I get.
Yeah.
But not actual oranges.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I would love to have you next year go through an exposé and ask the history of this recipe.
Where does this come from?
Just genuinely from? Just be like, hey, so last year you asked me about this and I never bothered. I never wanted to try because it wasn't really my thing. And I realized I want to learn about it because I think you've got another weird family-based comic hidden in there somewhere trying to figure out who fucked this up for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause
all the other
stuff. Where did this come from?
Yeah. Cause all the other stuff I don't personally like, but I could understand it. Like the lo mai fan.
Yeah.
It's, I don't prefer that, but like I can see why people do. Cause it's,
yeah,
it's a,
well, it's also, it's, I mean, to the sound of it, it sounds like a traditional ish kind of dish.
Yeah. It's a traditional dish. And like, you know,
okay,
I've seen people, I've seen versions of it, different versions of it, but like, it's a thing that's known that people eat, you know, mashed potatoes. Some people like them, some people don't, but everyone knows what they are.
Yeah.
This fuck thing is just...
I don't know.
I think there are grapes in there too, man. Ugh. Now that I think there were grapes in that...
There were grapes in there too. Okay. You know what? I think, Jamie, I think what happened is she's never actually made this exact thing before. She accidentally tipped a fruit salad into some shrimp salad. Yeah. And somebody literally like did a, like, you got my peanut butter and my chocolate. You got your chocolate and my peanut butter. And she was like, aha! And then just fucking turned an oar in that giant vat of shit. And then put it in front of the kids. Like, why don't you eat my stuff? You ungrateful children.
Yeah. And yeah, and I know I sound like an ungrateful shithead for complaining about this stuff, but like, you know.
Jamie, I beg of you, stand your ground on this. Be the Lorax of food. Stand up for food. You have to represent those children.
Yeah.
You're the oldest kid at that table, that you owe it to them to not make them eat that shit.
Oh, man. And like, one of them was given my niece shit because she got some potatoes and she oversalted them and didn't eat them and threw them away. And she was like, well, didn't you think about anyone else? Like, someone else could have eaten those potatoes. And I'm like, motherfucker, we were here for 3 hours. No one from your table came over here to ask my nephew about the potatoes. So shut the fuck. Like,
yeah. Also, she salted them. So you old fuckers can't have them anyway.
Yeah. I just, and the concept of weaponizing food never came across my mind until Audrey mentioned it. I was like, that's what this is.
That's messed up.
That's what this is. And family shouldn't do that to each other. So like, you know, you go to a Friendsgiving, if you don't eat a thing because you don't like it, no one gets offended.
Jamie, I'm asking you as a friend, get that recipe for me. I want to try it. I want to make it and I want to try and fix it. I think I can do this. I think I can fix this.
I don't know. It's worth workshopping it because it requires a bunch of shrimp and shrimp on its own is great. So like,
yeah, yeah, no, I get that.
Don't mess with perfection.
Right. No, I understand that. But like, I'm here's what I'm saying. I'm willing to throw some money at this just for the comedy's sake of it. Okay. I'd like to sit down with you, right? We go to a market or something like that. We get some steamed shrimp.
Yeah.
We have them do the work of steaming the shrimp. Actually, you know what we could do? We could get the ones that are in the bag. I could cook those up. We can get those from Target. They're like $8 or something like that for a bag of shrimp, right?
We should fucking film this. That should be our next podcast.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah. We try and fix this. You get the recipe and we try and fix this. We try and eat it the way that she prepares it.
Yeah.
We get a genuine shot and then we start to use all of our collective knowledge on how to fix this.
Yeah.
And see if we can turn this into something good.
Maybe if it isn't just mayo, maybe if it's like sriracha mayo, maybe that's
what I'm saying. Like, I think a bit of spice. And here's the thing, the rules that we have to adhere to. We cannot add salt.
No. And we got to use all this shit. Like we got to use the same.
We got to use all of it. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think we have to use all of it. We have to do it that way. Now, the only thing I may ask to do is to not use the fresh clementines.
Yeah,
we're going to use the ones in the can. We're getting the can ones.
Yeah,
right. But like, I think we do this.
Brandon, what are you doing this weekend? Because we,
it's like I think we do this. I think we just we doctor it up a little bit, and we're just like, okay, this is what we do.
Yeah, and we have enough people, we could film it and see if it's a thing.
Just see if it's a thing, and just go. Just okay, here's what I'm thinking. We're going to do
a fucking thing. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I love going to San Francisco. The Thanksgiving meal is always a thing. Even with fewer people, it's always a thing.
Jesus.
I always want to show people the city. Like I always want to encourage people to come and visit and stuff because it's a fun place to hang out. But then there's like,
I think you're not wrong. We can just go hang out and just not have your aunt's cooking is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's true. Because then she doesn't have to stress because it's always stressful. It's like, you don't have to cook for me. We're in a great city. There's a lot of shit to eat. You know,
let's fuck them up next year, Jamie. I'll come out with you, right? Yeah. You have me cook. You really fuck up their world. Like I come out with her recipe in hand. Don't worry, Auntie. I got your shrimp recipe. We're A-okay.
Yeah,
I got you covered, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I start doctoring it up and I break every rule in the book because you're essentially bringing a hipster looking white dude into an Asian family kitchen to make them dinner. Like, yeah.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, like you will do to that kitchen what happens to every ethnic neighborhood across the country. you're going to gentrify their kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Something. I got to come up with a plan next year. Like I like the idea of a bacon taco. Fuck it. So.
Yeah. You know what the plan is next year, right? Food poisoning. You come hang out with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Or you hitch a ride with Aaron in her van, park at a Golden Gate Park, and we hang out there and stuff.
Okay. I feel like we can all save a lot of cash. Just throw that out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's make Thanksgiving about delicious food and friends and not necessarily an adventure where I end up having to park in a van. I mean, granted, it's a nice van, but
yeah, it's a great van.
Yeah, yeah, there that creates more questions than it does answers, really, is what it comes down to.
Yeah. That's all I got. That's all I got.
I think we got to try and turn this thing around. Look, okay, so I think that's really the lesson to be taken away from this. Kids, Thanksgiving is a time of togetherness where we absolutely ignore the terrible history of the holiday and we try and complain about other family members. Now, on the plus side, Jamie and I both managed to get through the holiday, potentially in a tense situation, and not scream motherfucker at anyone about any sort of political shit. Please tell me you got away with that, didn't you?
Oh, that's true. No politics. So that was great.
Yeah. That was great. Fucking victory.
And that's a miracle because I always talk about politics.
You know what? You know what you have to thank for that? Mayonnaise, walnuts, lettuce, and mandarin oranges in a delicious bowl. Thank you. Right.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, weird ass salad. You know what?
If that's the worst part of your Thanksgiving, that's a fucking win.
That's true.
Yep. Yeah. That's the top trick. Let's all just agree that we're all going to, from this point forward, we're going to make that salad. And we're going to bring that with us to every Thanksgiving event. And we're going to scoop it up and we're going to serve it to everybody. And the conversation won't be about politics. It'll be about how fucking terrible this salad is. But no one's going to tell you this. So they're all going to quietly try and figure out a way how to eat this in front of you and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Did you get some of that salad? Did you get some? You know, hey, I got you. Don't worry. Stay over there. I'll get you. I brought my own little bowls. Let me get you a little bowl.
I think there's a French phrase or some phrase where it's like, instead of saying like, I don't want to eat this, it's like, I don't know how to eat this. And that's like the polite way of saying, I ain't fucking touching your fucking weird salad.
I get that. The problem is that you're dealing with a thick white boy. So the answer is a spoon and I'll get you one. It's fine. Like I got no problem helping you out. Like you're good. I get it. You don't want to use that little fork trying to pull some almonds and everything else like that. No. That's a soup spoon's territory. You serve that in the same thing. You know what we can get? Those little crocks that you serve like French onion soup in. The one's the little like lip to put some like melted cheese over top of. And then that nice, really good like soup spoon sort of thing. Get some heartiness on that thing. We'll cut down in there. Pull some scrimps out. Get a little bit of mayo cupping on the bottom of that bad boy. Make sure you get all that flavor.
Yeah. Going to flavored back alley. Yeah. Wherever.
No, Jamie, I think this may actually be the secret to Thanksgiving. Be gone, Disney Plus, solving problems for all the kids. No. Bring a terrible dish. I mean a fucking intentionally terrible dish. And let your poor dish be the topic of conversation.
Yeah.
Just everybody going, the fuck is that?
That's awesome.
That's the other thing. Don't tell any. Like, you have to do one of the two. You have to
like hide it in there. Yeah.
So hard that you're like, you have to try this dip. It is so good. You make other people feel uncomfortable and then have to fight their way through it.
Yeah.
You just bring it, slide it on the table, and watch people as they go by going, shrimp?
Yeah.
And oranges? Is that mayonnaise? Fuck out. Yo, Auntie, do you put grapes in this? Who puts grapes in shrimp?
I should ask my mom. My mom probably has the recipe. We'll figure this shit out.
Please, can we bring your mom on the podcast and talk about this with her?
Yeah. All right, Brandon.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at that guy Chalmers. Where can they find you, Jamie Noguchi?
I am also on Instagram, Jamie Noguchi, and Instagram, Angry Zen Master on Twitter. And that's probably it. You see us at the podcast. It's all good.
Pre-order Jamie's book.
Oh, my book is up on pre-order. I'll throw links somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, you will.
Like linking.
Yeah, the thing that Jamie has been quietly talking about but not talking about. Yeah, the thing he's way up late too often every day, every week on every waking hour working 3 on.
3 a.m. is my bedtime. 3 a.m. forever.
Yeah. So yeah, please pre-order the book. Please go support Jamie. Please come hang out, do the things, yada yadas. Be awesome to each other, kids. We're heading into the holidays. So do something kind for somebody else, just for the fuck of it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Deuces.
Click the button.